Welcome to the internet broadcast of Big Z Sports. It's brought to you by Sammy Sue's Barbecue in Dover. Now, with the latest, here's Joe Geckler and Chris Cale.
Welcome into this week's edition of the WTUZ Sammy Sue's Barbecue Podcast. I'm Joe Geckler. He is Chris Cale. Dude, it is February already, and Punxsutawney Phil this morning saw his shadow, so I guess six more weeks of winter, Chris.
I want to know what Buckeye Chuck did.
Which one's Buckeye Chuck?
That's Columbus guy.
Oh, I didn't hear about it. I heard about another one out in like New York.
Staten Island Chuck or something.
Yeah, something like that. And he didn't see his shadow, so that means we only have 6 weeks till spring. So do with whatever you want.
I
want
to know what Buckeye Chuck did. Well, I trust Buckeye Chuck because he's a Buckeye.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll get into the Buckeyes.
Regardless,
here.
It hasn't felt much like winter, which is a good thing the last couple weeks.
It's a great thing.
And I just hope it stays that way.
It's
going to
get colder
mid-March.
Over the weekend here, but you know what? Nothing like a February winter has been.
It's okay. I'll be on the beach.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Kalahari. I'll be on the beach.
Oh, you're going. Okay. You're going to Sandusky Beach then. All right.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your time up there.
Well, thank you.
And of course,
you want to go? I'll stow you away.
Hey, you know what? I don't know. You need a pretty big stove for me.
We can sip Mai Tais in the outdoor hot tub.
Will you wear your Speedo?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. All right, let's talk about some local football players who signed to play football at the next level yesterday on Wednesday, February 1st. We had some local guys, of course, new Philadelphia quarterback Logan Bitticoffer signed to play at Bucknell for the Bison.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the senior quarterback, you know, really led the Quakers to a great, you know, career those 3 years. He had 4,687 yards in those 3 years and really, you know, led them to the playoffs, even though he wasn't the starting quarterback to get them their first playoff win. He was the one that got them there. He really has turned that program around and really been the kind of the catalyst, so to speak, that guys are looking up to for the quarterback position in the future when it comes to New Philadelphia sports. And
yeah, we can't
just
say
happy for Biddy. Hopefully he does great
Biddy
things.
And you know, he has done great things, been great for us here on the Big Z Sports Show. He's been player of the week several times.
Oh, yeah.
Hats off, of course, his grandmother Brenda Shupaul over at Boulevard Lanes. And you know, we appreciate what she did during the fall as well. So yep. Logan, congratulations, good luck to you at the next level. We look to see some good things out of Logan Bitticoffer, the quarterback from New Philadelphia, who again signed to play for the Bucknell Bison on Wednesday. Dover wide receiver DeAndre Clark signed to play football at Ohio Dominican. So congratulations to DeAndre Clark. Great senior year for the Dover Tornadoes. Great career overall.
Absolutely. You know, his senior year, 58 catches, 856 yards and 5 touchdowns. You know, had a lot of yards on the ground as well. Played some defense, you know, did a little bit of everything for the Tornadoes, and he gets to go down and reunite with former teammates Corey Contini and Demetrius Farmer down at Ohio Dominican. I think, you know, I think DeAndre is going to do good things down there. Congratulations to him, and just great to see, you know, some of our high school football athletes getting to play at the next level. Just awesome.
Absolutely. And of course, the big guy at Garaway, the offensive lineman Joel Honningford, signed to play at the University of Michigan. Chris, kind of bittersweet for us, but you know, we wish Joel nothing but the best of luck up at Michigan playing for Jim Harbaugh. And of course, he will get to go up for one in education, getting a good education. He's going to major in mechanical engineering. So smart kid. He's a 3.9 student at Garaway. So, you know, Garaway has a program going. Jason Wallach's done a great job, and of course Joel is a product of that system, and he has a great career ahead of him.
Oh yeah, and it'll be nice to watch somebody else in our area. You know, we love our Buckeyes, but it'll be nice to be able to follow somebody else in all three of these kids, but especially at the D1 level where we're going to see games on TV a lot in Michigan. We'll be able to at least cheer for Joel instead of the Wolverines. We'll just cheer for Joel.
Sure. I mean, we want Michigan to win every game except the last one.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do, because we need them to be good.
I can't. That's like sitting there and saying, oh, well, I want the Baltimore Ravens to win every game other than when they play for the Steelers.
So you're telling me if you ever get a chance to go back to an Ohio State-Michigan game like you did this year and you want a Michigan to come in being 0-11?
Listen, I'll tell you
I'm just asking.
No, but okay. I'm telling you right now, nothing will ever top that game that I've seen.
Well,
sorry, no other Ohio State Michigan game has ever done what that game did.
Well,
it's never went to overtime.
2006 was really good.
Never went to overtime.
I agree. But it was 1-2 that year.
And guess who got to see the overtime?
That would have been you. That'd and if I would have checked my email, I'd have probably got to see it too.
Yes, but and I really wish you would have. And I really feel bad by talking about it right now.
It's all
but
right.
But it is what it is. Let's move on to girls basketball. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. Girls basketball and, of course, of boys basketball as well.
Well, no boys basketball because they didn't play on Wednesday.
Well, earlier in the week they did, right?
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about girls.
Girls get all the love now.
Yes, the girls get the love. Highland knocked off Malvern in a huge IVC battle. 63-44 as Kennedy Slabaugh poured in 23 points. Morgan McMillan, 19 points, 10 rebounds for the number one team in Division 4, the 18-1 Highland Hawks. The Hornets fall to 15-4. Dover beat Lake 49-34 as Zoe Wisentainer rang up 18 points. Jordan Kaiser with a double-double, 17-10. The Tornadoes now 11-8. Pretty good year for the Tornadoes. First-year head coach Troy McClellan.
I don't know if I would like Zobo as my nickname or, you know, her last name's Wisentainer, so why don't you just call her the Wiz?
Well, her dad's name is Wiz. Everybody calls Larry Wiz.
Okay.
So Zobo is Zobo.
Or Junior Wiz.
Wiz Jr.?
Yeah, Wiz Jr.
But if she was a boy, then yes. Hey. But she's not a boy. She's Zobo.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Zobo then.
Zobo. Garraway hammered Sandy Valley 75-26.
What was that?
Yeah, 75. Well, just wait until the next score.
Oh, my goodness.
75-26 as Haley Schutt had 18 points. Sydney Mullett, 16. Garraway is 14-4. And the Lady Cardinals dropped to 6-13. Here's the score for you. How about Ridgewood? They obliterated Strasburg 71-11.
What?
The Generals led 23-0 after the first quarter and 41-4 at the half.
Wow. Audrey, are you kidding?
No. Audrey Tingle led all scorers with 20 for the Generals.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, that's a ripping.
I don't like to see scores like that.
It
I really
don't. It was 61-6 at the end of the third.
I know. I don't like to see scores like that. No, I that's really bad. Don't. I mean, and I feel bad that, you know, Strasburg took a game like that, you know, took a loss like that. But it's, sometimes it's like, oh my goodness, you know, you remember seeing a
Highland
years
earlier in the
Highland
year.
Highland and Garraway yep. did it yep. as well. And it's like, man, I just there's some schools out there I just feel awful for because you know it's coming.
You do, but you know what? It is the job of the opponent to stop them. And even if you're putting in your freshmen and your JV players, if the talent's not there, it's not there. And,
I agree.
And sometimes you just have teams that just don't have the talent. And it's not just in girls basketball, but it's in boys, it's in wrestling, it's in football, it's in baseball, it's everywhere.
Sure.
So, you know, but nonetheless, yeah, that was, you know, Strasburg had to take one on the chin last night. Congratulations to Ridgewood. Claymont, they disposed of Northwest 49-35 as the Lady Mustangs improved to 7-12 as Mackenzie Heron had 14 to lead the way and Melissa Turner with 10. How about Destiny Barber? She became the school's all-time assist leader with 277 now. Congratulations to Destiny Barber. Indian Valley over CVCA 50-46 as Katana Rakestraw and Alicia Garbrandt each had 12 points. Rakestraw had 17 rebounds as well. East Canton beat Newcomberstown 61-27 as the Lady Trojans fall to 1-18. Maddie Fish led the Trojans with 8 points. And finally, the Bishop Rosecrans beat TCC 64-43 as Brooke Beamer had 17 points and Alexis Gillen 14 and 8 rebounds for the now 10-9 Saints who fell to the Rosecrans. That wraps up girls basketball. Moving into wrestling, how about this one? Are you sitting down, Joe?
I am, actually.
Are you sure you're sitting down?
Yes.
Do you have something to hold on to?
If you're going where I think you're going, yes, this is a stunner.
Yes. How about Carrollton knocking off Claymont in Division 2, Region 12 semis in the state duels held at Canfield 38-24?
You're kidding.
Nope. Claymont falls in the D2 Region 12 semis. And then Carrollton goes on to defeat the host Cardinals 35-30 for the regional title and will head to state. So
wow.
Congratulations to the Carrollton Warriors.
Absolutely. Carrollton off to state. It's always a stunner when Claymont gets beat in wrestling.
And as good a year as they've had,
oh,
too.
Yeah. And you know what? They'll have some individuals go to state, I'm sure. So, you know, not all is lost at Claymont. But, you know, I think they left early in the duels last year, if I remember right. And, you know, Claymont, you know what? They lost a bunch of talent a couple years ago. And that talent's starting to come back up. But you know what? Hey, you can't get there every year.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. And then Barnesville, they squeak by Garraway 40-39. What a way to lose one. in the Division III Region 21 semi at Shadyside in the duels.
Wow, that's crazy too. And good season. Of course, Garaway, it seems like Garaway's doing well in all sports right now. Football, basketball, both sides, boys and girls, wrestling. Their cross country teams are always good. Their golf team, you know, it's just crazy that the athletes going through that system in Garaway, just like Claymont. And, you know, all these schools have great athletes. Yep. And, you know, it's so much fun talking about high school sports. And
it is.
Especially you get into tournament time now with basketball.
Yeah. It's churning. I think Selection Sunday, the tournament draw, is I think it's next Sunday. I don't think it's this week. I think it's next Sunday for the girls, then the following Saturday for the boys, and then we start here in like 2 weeks, tournament time. And I'm excited to get into it. I think that a lot of our area teams, local teams, like on the girls' side, you look at Highland, you look at Malvern, you look at Dover, you look at New Philadelphia, you look at Tuskegee Valley. I think those teams, Garaway probably as well, got a shot to go deep into this year's tournament. We've got a lot of good teams girls-wise in this area. And then on the boys' side, I mean, Strasburg is a powerhouse this year. You look at Highland, you look at Garaway, you look at Dover's had a really good year. You know, that tight battle with Massillon the other night when I guess things were not very chippy Bobby Von Kenno and Massillon's head coach. I heard that Massillon's head coach was actually taunting the crowd and got into BBK's face when they were walking through the line, and
that's classic.
You know, Bobby was kind of like, look, you know, we don't need this, and he just kept and I guess it got pretty ugly. But from what I understand from multiple reports, including our stringer Tim, said that you know, Massillon wasn't the kids on the floor. The kids on the floor played hard and played well. It was the coaching staff and the fans that were absolutely terrible towards the other players. And, you know, my daughter Brittany said that there was a lot of students that were really doing some dirty things towards Dover student section. And, you know, I mean, of course, Dover played back, you know, but nonetheless, the basketball game was a heck of a game, a one-point game in overtime win for the Tigers. So, but moral of the story is we've got a lot of good teams in boys basketball and girls basketball, wrestling as well, you know, as we head into tournament time that can really – you know, really going to keep things interesting here for the next couple months for us.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun, and it's going to help us wind down the Winter Sports Show, of course, on Friday nights from 6 until 8. We go all the way to March 31st, so we should be able to see how these local teams do through the winter sports action.
Yeah, and then the final wrestling note we've got in regular season action, Dover went 2-0 at the Super Triangular as they beat Meadowbrook 46-18 and Shenandoah 57-10 to improve to 22-3. On the season. So Tornadoes really having a good year on the mat as well. Bowling action, Worcester defeated New Philadelphia 25-89 to 24-41. And boys action, Jordan Wright Moore led the Quakers with a 4-0-7. Swimming action, Dover boys and girls swim teams each captured first at a triangular in Steubenville, while New Philadelphia boys took second and the girls took third. That's all I've got for high school as we wrap things up. Can't wait to Friday night when we'll talk a lot of high school stuff.
We want to remind our listeners, Chris, for all of your catering needs and just want to have a great lunch or dinner, head on over to Sammy Sue's Barbecue in Dover. They were named Times Reporter 2016 first place for barbecue and ribs. That's Sammy Sue's Barbecue in Dover.
Looking for a great place to eat? Then head to Sammy Sue's Barbecue, first place winner of barbecue and ribs in the 2016 Times Reporter Reader's Choice Awards. At Sammy's, they pride themselves on their in-house smoked meats, made fresh-to-order dinners, side dishes, salads, and made-from-scratch soups. Sammy Sue's Barbecue is located on Front Street in Dover. Search for them on Facebook, visit their website at SammySuesBarbecue.com, or call 330-602-PORK.
Welcome back to the Sammy Sue's Barbecue Big Z Sports Podcast. I'm Joe Geckler. He is Chris Kale. Chris, it's now time for headlines.
It is time for headlines, and yesterday was signing day. I'll let you hit on this a lot. I know Ohio State, 5 5-star players, 14 4-star players, the top 2 cornerback prospects in the country in Jeffrey Okuda from Texas and Sean Wade from Florida, the highest linebacker, Baron Browning from Texas, the only offensive lineman to ever win California Mr. Football and Wyatt Davis, defensive end Chase Young from Maryland, Trayvon Grimes, wide receiver from Florida. They finished second to Alabama as the Tide signed 29 players, 6 of them 5-stars.
Yeah, that's you kind of hit on everything I was going to talk about right there, but you know what? The Buckeyes had the best overall recruiting class ever since they've been keeping track of the ratings for college football, as in average per recruit. So they had just over 94 was their average out of 100 of their 21 commitments that they got. Huge day. We're going to talk to Jeremy Birmingham on Friday night, talk to him about the class, what it means. Talk to him about some of the players. I've seen some reports. Chase Young, the defensive end that you mentioned. Some NFL scouts have already saying he's a possible, if he could develop, he could be a possible number one overall pick in the NFL draft. So that's how good this kid is. They got a lot of studs coming in. They already have, I believe, 9 or 10 early enrollees in that's already there, already at Ohio State competing to play in spring practice. But the class, they did land a commitment yesterday, that Thaylor Munford from Massillon. He committed yesterday, a big offensive lineman. So that gives them three for the class with Wyatt Davis, as you mentioned, and, of course, Josh Myers from Miamisburg, two five-star offensive linemen. I think Josh actually slipped to a very, very high four-star in the latest recruitings, or recruiting rankings. But, yeah, very, very big day for the Buckeyes. Very fun day to watch as the Buckeyes, you know, get better. You know, it's kind of like Christmas Day for the Buckeyes yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
As they get all the new kids that they're going to get to start spring ball and, of course, in the fall as well. So big day. Also, like we mentioned in the first segment, of the, we had some local kids go places as well.
Well, I was going to ask you, who do you think out of this class that Ohio State just signed, who do you have your finger on to say, this is the guy that I want to watch that's going to be an absolute stud for the Buckeyes?
I think there's three guys in his class that right now, if they could go pro, they might be first-round picks. I mean, that might be stretching a little bit. But I think Jeffrey Okuda, I think Sean Wade, and I really think Baron Browning can be one of those guys, all on the defensive side of the ball, some on the offensive side to watch. I think not a sleeper pick, so to speak, but I think there's a guy that he's getting some love, but not all the like the five-star guys. He was injured his senior year, so he couldn't play that much. He got hurt in the first game, and that's J.K. Dobbins, running back out of Texas. Also, Trayvon Grimes, as you mentioned as well. So there's some kids down the line. Grimes will probably compete right away.
Well, I was going to say, we need help a wide receiver. Sure. That's pretty obvious.
They landed three receivers that are 6'4 or bigger. So they got some help at wide receiver. And, of course, Tate Martell, the big quarterback recruit that they got signed in, he's already there competing.
Yep.
So, you know, they're four over the limit now. They have to be at 85 by the time fall ball starts, which is late July, early August. So they're at 89.
Do you see anybody leaving?
I don't know, and we'll talk to Berm about that on Friday night. I'm sure he won't mention names, but a couple names that I've heard rumored, Johnny Dixon get a medical hardship. Of course, Stephen Collier's already done. He called it quits. There's a possibility, you know, some other maybe offensive linemen or another couple wide receivers that, you know, been injured, maybe a defensive back that's been injured, but Johnny Dixon's the name that keeps coming up. He's had arthritis in both knees. He hasn't been super, super productive in the 3 years he's been there. So we'll see what happens. Of course, Torrence Gibson is gone. He transferred to UC, as well as Evan Lyle transferred to UC as well. So it'll be interesting to see what does happen, but we'll talk to Berm about that on Friday night during our winter show. He'll break down everything for us and kind of start looking towards 18, who are the names to look out for as well.
Well, and then you move on to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they got somebody nipping on their heels, Joe, that you said that you didn't think was very possible, but my Boston Celtics are only 2.5 back.
It's early.
Well, you can say early, but they're already about halfway. So early is early. They're more than halfway.
Just keep it up. It's a long season.
Okay. Well, right now the Cavs sit at 33-15. The Boston Celtics at 31-18. Only 2.5 back. Again, a 2.5 game lead. The Cavs hammered Minnesota 125-97 last night. LeBron with 27 points. Channing Frye and Tristan Thompson with 18 apiece. TT also added 14 rebounds. They play Saturday against the New York Knicks at 8:30. Cavs looked good last night.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the game last night. My parents are in town, so I was visiting with them a little bit.
Nice. Well, tell Mama and Papa Geckler I said hello.
I will do. And also, that I went over to the Garaway signing for Joe Honingford there in town. So I didn't get to see much TV at all last night. I was up earlier this morning. But, you know, it's the Cavs, you know, trying out some players over the last couple of days to bring them in. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, there's Mario Chalmers, Lance Stevenson.
Kirk Heinrich.
To be honest, I still think that Rajon Rondo would give them a lot of help. I still think he's the answer to come in and give them some stuff. I don't think so.
Oh, you want to know. I think he's causing a lot of the problems in Chicago. And we don't want that in Cleveland. We don't want Rajon Rondo's problems and attitude. And, you know, he might be a good player, but a good player like him comes with head. He's a head case, you know, kind of like Lance Stevenson was. You know, he was a head case, great basketball player, but couldn't keep his head on his shoulders and stay out of trouble. You know, Mario Chalmers might help at the point guard position. Kirk Heinrich might help at the point guard position. I think Kay Felder's played pretty well this year, but they need a guy or two still to give them some depth off the bench. Korver is playing okay. You know, I think he'll get there. But you know what? The Cavs are the Cavs, and we'll worry about them when they get to the playoffs. They'll be the number one seed in the East. I don't have any doubt in my mind about that. So let's get them to the playoffs. They're getting through. I heard a great analogy the other day from Legler on ESPN. He said
Jim Legler.
Yeah, he said that the Cavs are in a boring part of their season. They have nothing to play for. Nobody's pushing them in the East. And don't take offense to that. I mean, nobody's pushing them. Every night in the West, you have Golden State and San Antonio, and then the OKC, and then Houston. Everybody's pushing to get up to the top of that. There's nobody in the East that's pushing the Cavs. They're in a boring part of their season, boring part of their schedule. Once March comes around, then the Cavs will start playing.
Yeah, and then the Boston Celtics last night, they beat Toronto, who was the second-place team for most of the year and pretty much all of last year. Now the Boston Celtics sit second in the East behind the Cavs. They beat Toronto, like I said, 109-104. IT with 44 points. They all go in the fourth quarter. The whole Celtics bench starts pointing at their watch because it's IT time in the fourth quarter. He is the most prolific scorer in the fourth quarter all season long, averaging close to 12 points a game. In most games, he's been getting more than that. He's just been absolutely unconscious, second leading scorer in the NBA at only 5'7". Isaiah Thomas I don't think that Danny Ainge thought that he was getting this type of player when he got him from Sacramento. And you know, he said that he thought that he would get 18 to 20 points out of him off the bench. Didn't think that he'd be getting almost 30 as a starter when he signed him a little over a year ago. So Isaiah Thomas again with 44, Jay Crowder with 14. The Celtics have won 5 in a row, nipping at the heels.
They are, and that's good. I mean, we need competition in the East. The East needs to get better. The West, as you see every year, they have 5 or 6 teams every year that could win it.
Yeah, but if you look at Minnesota last night who played the Cavs, Minnesota was only 2.5 games out of 8th place, and they've only won 19 games.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Yeah.
They're under 500.
Sure.
And only 2. So I see what you're saying. Maybe the West is top-heavy.
Sure.
But at the bottom,
there's not much there.
Right.
But if you look at the West, you got 5 or 6 teams in the West that literally could win the NBA championship. East, you might have 2 or 3 teams. You know, if you look at it that way, you got the Celtics.
I don't think the Celtics are Toronto and Cleveland. I don't think the Celtics are potential champions.
You never know. The way Isaiah is playing, I mean.
Well, you're right. But I still think that there are a couple pieces, maybe one more piece away. I know they're trying to work some things. And they're in a great position, the Celtics are right now, because all the draft picks that they hold and all the draft picks they had last year, they're in absolute great position. They're trying to. They need another piece if they're going to compete for a championship, and I really think that it's probably a big man, because Al Horford, they like him at the 4, they don't like him at the 5, and Amir Johnson's not the answer, and Tyler Zeller hasn't done anything. So in my opinion, I think they still need that true center, but I think they're looking at, and I don't want him, but they're looking at Carmelo Anthony, and they're also looking at Jimmy Butler. And I think if they can get Jimmy Butler, they'll take him. I don't think that Carmelo becomes a Celtic just because they don't have to press to get that person because of the position they're in. They got all the draft picks next year.
Sure.
They can handle. I think they got, 3 first-rounders next year? 2 or 3. You don't need to press and give up that stuff for somebody that you don't really want.
Sure.
And I don't think they go with Carmelo, but I think if they can get Jimmy Butler, I think he could be – man, can you imagine them adding another score like Jimmy Butler?
Sure.
Oh,
Absolutely. And you know,
and then the final thing I've got for headlines, Joe, is the Cleveland Indians signed Willie Mopeña to a minor league deal. Willie Mopeña is 35, play last year. The Indians still have Mike Napoli, Marlon Byrd, and Coco Crisp as free
agents.
Are they
reaching for straws?
Willie
Mopeña.
Remember him?
Absolutely, I remember him. He was a Red. You know who the Reds traded him for?
No.
Bronson Arroyo.
Really?
Yeah, straight up.
Willie Mopeña, 35 and hasn't played in 2 years.
I was at a game 1 year that he hit one a home run at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Straight away center field. Went on the street on a fly. With 548 feet. Dude crushed the ball.
Yeah, but guess what? He ain't crushing it like that at 35.
Hey, you never know. Barry Bonds did.
Well, yeah, but they signed him to a minor league deal. At least he's going to go to spring training in Arizona and see what happens.
Good luck, Willie Mo.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We'll see you Friday night, and all three of us will be back together. Chris, you'll be here, Eric, and myself as well. Tune in for the Big Z Sports Winter Show this Friday beginning at 6 p.m. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk more Buckeyes again with Jeremy Birmingham from landof10.com, NBA, and a whole lot more. With that, this week's edition of the Sammy Sue's Barbecue Big Z Sports Podcast will come to a close. For Chris Kale, I'm Joe Gickler saying thanks for listening to this week's edition of the Big Z Sports Podcast, powered by Sammy Sue's Barbecue in Dover.
This has been the Internet Broadcast from Big Z Sports.